The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Who are making tremendous sacrifices to give their children the faith in all of its fullness. You find chapels where the tradition is being upheld. And there's a whole lot of new energy in the church. You combine those two things, and I think in 2018, the new sort of ignition point was a lot of lay Catholics saying, okay, the bishops don't have this under control. We've got to do something. It's time for us to take action. And that's really in pursuit of that goal that Tan Books and I agreed that we should rush this out, because we're trying to give people a sense. A lot of people are confused. You know, they don't, sort of don't know what hit them.
Right.
And we're
right.
trying to help people to understand, here's what happened, here's why it happened, here's what you can do about it.
And of course, confusion. We know that confusion, this is the product of the devil, Satan.
Yes.
Any time where you have religious communities and there's this kind of confusion, it's safe to say that the smoke of Satan has entered that community. Wouldn't you agree?
Precisely right. That's the title on the cover.
I'm just intrigued. Phil Lawler is the author of the new book, The Smoke of Satan. I have a couple of listeners in my chat room, Philip, that are telling me, so I bought it the day it came out. I'm already reading it on Kindle. So people are out there already reading the book. Just from a personal point of view, just a quick little sidebar, if you will, and we'll get back to talking about this. You said you've been in Catholic journalism for 40 years or so. I read your resume, and I know that you worked with President Reagan, and I also know that you worked with the Heritage Foundation at the time. When you were working in the with the president in whatever capacity, and you were working doing some policy stuff at the Heritage Foundation, what was the atmosphere like for Catholics at that time? So maybe we could compare that to today.
That's a really interesting question. I was not in the Reagan administration. I just worked on the campaigns. But as a matter of fact, the Reagan administration was riddled with serious practicing Catholics.
Okay. Peggy Noonan was his speechwriter.
Yes. Dick Allen, who was his national security advisor. Judge Clark, who was also national security advisor, had several jobs and was one of his oldest friends, was a wonderful Catholic gentleman, very, very sincere in his faith and devoted to Catholic causes.
Bill Bennett was a...
Bill Bennett was Catholic, yeah. There were really quite a few, and when you say, what was the attitude like? I think that at that point, well, we sure didn't see this coming. On the other hand, let me say something that I try to get across in the book.
Okay.
Those were the days of real excitement about Pope John Paul II. He was still youthful,
mm-hmm.
And tremendously vigorous and exciting and, you know, charismatic. And he was preaching, his preaching was clear and orthodox. However, at the parish level, things were a mess. And I don't know how they were away you were, but parish life in the United States became very confused right after the council and became increasingly confused during the 70s. And during the 80s, things were still pretty messed up. We still had one sort of lifeline that we felt, okay, well, at least the Vatican is on course, and if only the Pope understands, and once he gets things under control, everything will get better. But they weren't getting better at that point, and that's part of my story, is that we let ourselves believe that things are getting better while we let them slip.
It's a modern day, and there's no evidence to support that there were fiddles at the time of Nero, or that he fiddled while Rome burned. But it's kind of a modern day. The laity and many prelates fiddled while the Eternal City burned, or the Church of the Eternal City burned. Philip Lawler is on the Dude Maker Hotline with us here, and his book is The Smoke of Satan. Let's move forward a little bit and make good use of the time that we have. You make a point in the third chapter, The Divisions Revealed, about the about where the fault lines began to form. Now, here's something else that no one could have seen coming. I bet many people thought, and I bet many of the bishops that are complicit.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.